Monster. You know what? It's easy to jam with. It's easy to dub if you have good tracks. You know? It's easy to. It's not easy to play if you have a great guitar, but it sure helps. This is all going to Kazet.
I think he's recording.
That's the first. about this on Cousin. Your first of many cassettes. I'm gonna just stack them up over here.
Splendor.
David Soul. Do you know anything
Where
about
is that
this?
Guy?
It was me. David Soul. Do you know anything about this kind of stuff? Either of you?
He said,
knows.
Simmons?
Electronic drums in general.
Hey,
is this good? This is Yamaha.
You know who had one guy? My old roommate had a Simmons drum pad back in the 80s. Sounds pretty cool.
Well, this is like a whole set here.
Not really a lot of human feel. No, this is cool.
Schwangy.
You can wail on them and no one will hear you.
See,
or
that's...
you can record direct and it sounds great.
Or...
okay, we're going to take this one again from the top.
Oh.
It's only a minute. They're repeated tenet. Mission Pool, which is right here.
Right,
19th in Valencia. The senior swim instructor, the main dude who runs the place, is a trap drummer from Ethiopia.
I used to swim in that pool when I was a kid, man. When I lived in Texas. We used to call it Nickel Park.
Yes, Nickel Pool.
Right about a block away from Linda. Little street called Linda?
Yep. Linda, it's on Linda. 19th and Linda.
Oh, that's just too crazy, man.
What's that?
My aunt used to live at 22 Linda Street.
That kicks my ass. I love
this
that pole.
It's really good right there. So am I taking this stuff or what?
What are those?
I don't know. This is here.
Why are there two sitting?
There are two. Those are two. Each one is filled for you to walk with. That's what I've recorded so far.
So the two on top are new. Are the
first
pair or the second pair? The ones I labeled were the wrong ones.
Oh, if they were up there, those are the right ones. You labeled them.
What are those two down below?
What is this?
They were on here.
Okay.
But because they're not rewound. Yes, that's right.
This is growing stronger.
So,
it's a terrible name, though.
Why would you? I don't want to carry these things, man. I'll carry it.
Oh, I'll leave them here.
Sorry, yeah. Huh?
I'm going to leave them here.
You said you can leave this time.
No, of course, you can come back.
You wouldn't let me leave them.
So now, let me clarify this, Josiah. Are we taking one of these?
One each.
They're
only
the
one.
Same.
Only one.
They're the same.
Just one each.
They're the same.
Just one each.
Yeah.
That's why they
They're
say
the
same thing.
But I want the one that's different.
Goofball.
That would be he. Yeah, you know what? And I'm making another one. So as long as you guys hang out, the longer you hang out, the longer you're on the table.
Are you still recording?
We'll be.
Yeah. Why should
prankster? You got all that on tape.
Well, I told you I wanted to get a copy of some of the ones I missed, but.
must listen to my talking. Heads up, everybody, real quick. Don't mean to change the subject. I'm really dumb. Next weekend is Memorial Weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be around or not. Okay, it's a 3-day weekend.
It's fucking Labor Day.
I'm sorry. It's
fucking Labor fucking Day. I was born on Labor Day.
Were you really? You're September.
And this is my big year.
What's your birthday?
It came all the way back around the calendar to September 4th.
What's your birthday, David?
September 4th. It's on Labor Day.
September 4th.
Yes, it is.
All right.
All of my life for it to come back.
You ready for this? September
finally hit.
Sandy's the 7th.
Yeah.
My brother's was the 9th. My wedding anniversary is the 9th. Her sister's is the 7th. My father's stepfather's the 16th. Mexican Independence, my friends, were the 16th.
You done your death.
is considering language. He has a bright idea. He wants to sing to him. He's having a big day, and he thinks he's bad.
Write this down. Get a microphone or if you can't write it down. Voice it on a tape.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll do it when it'll happen on the wall.
volunteers of America. Yeah, it'd be like when the Who busted up their stuff the first time, and then they have to do it every time.
I saw that on TV.
That was good.
The sticks tonight.
I'm going to rewind the
eye trick. Come on. Everybody's counting on it during fall. They'll walk out and say they want their bunny back if you don't do the stick in the eye.
Jesus,
I did not do that very well. That was your favorite sound from Wade.
So, was that last one the blues?
That's pretty good.
Is that the one we called the blues?
It's when you walked in and I told you to record it.
God, I got these.
He and I were going doing something and I didn't want to lose it.
Oh, it's that the disco thing. Donna Summer sequence or Giorgio Moroder.
This is the Sprint
Onslaught thing.
I think that's what we call the blues.
Yeah, he called them. No. No, then you asked for. No, it was before.
No, the single chord.
Much earlier you asked for.
Okay,
one chord.
So what's the one you want to hear? Is the funky one, right?
Oh.
Funky the Sheik.
Oh, I mean, we took a lot of breaks. It was about an hour of music, right?
An hour.
That we recorded? About an hour? Because I filled up 40 minutes and then...
The harmonizer.
Half hour.
That's the one you like.
Yes. Yeah, with the sequencer
the last thing.
Type playing. Because...
The sky is blue.
Nile Rodgers... said when he was first writing songs, somebody played him the first Donna Summer record, and he thought that all of the sequenced parts were an actual band playing the notes. He said, look how tight her band is. And he went to practice with Sheik, and he told them, that's how tight we have to sound to even compete, because he thought it was a real... He thought they were real people playing each note live, and it was just so perfectly...
Little did he know.
...executed that, yeah, that he gave Sheik a hard time, that they had to... Look what we have to do just to even...
Okay.
...keep up with the industry.
I think this is what you want to hear. Called Harmonizer. Actually, it's coming up.
Oh, this is Benson Tetra. Yeah, Tetra. Yeah. Pensive Tetra. Yeah, it's looked up.
That's the one where you didn't run the G. Right now.
You could be Kias Editus, because that's what I know about it.
I think it sucks as a song, you know, it lacks any originality.
I came in late. You said just like I could. I thought of the room, I believe it started.
Yeah, I thought it was still running.
Labeled
those two tapes upside down, so everybody who sees them will know